City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Sound of Merseyside with John Gibbons as always. Morning, Gibbo.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you. And today we're looking at Ox Jam in Chester, and we have Phil Simmons and Si Jones.
Hello, hi, lads.
Morning.
You all right?
Yeah,
good to
see
you.
Not bad.
Ox Jam. So straight away you go, ooh, what's that? Must be a bit of Ox fam something in there. Did you know about it before you got in touch with these lads?
I knew about Ox Jam as a thing. This is the first time I've heard it happen in Chester, although the lads have just said this is the first one in Chester. It's a nationwide thing. It's been going sort of, well, I've known for quite a few years now, and different people have got involved, and it's just putting on music kind of local to you and getting bands involved, but obviously raising money for a good cause. So, I mean, Oxfam's done quite a lot with music, to be fair. They've tried to get involved in supporting local bands and using that as a fundraiser and things like that. So they are kind of linked with music now. I'd say there was really cool stuff they did last year with Vinyl, and which was a really cool, clever idea. And they've got the links with Glastonbury as well. So the music heritage is there for the charity, and because this is just the next step that the lads are doing in Chester, which sounds really cool.
Yeah, cheers, man. No, it's great. Like, it's been, it's the 10th year anniversary of it this year. So they focus on putting on gigs all around the UK. Mm. I think while we're doing it, there's stuff going on, Leeds, Oxford, everywhere and all that. So it's back to that idea. I loved it. Like, it was like a very much like a 90s sort of idea that people had, and it was that think global, act local, you know. So you could get these venues together, get a few local bands on, they get to see some stuff, and then hopefully raise a bit of money to improve lives around the world and help people out.
Always on the same weekend everywhere around
it's
the country,
October or? Usually isn't yeah, it it's a month wide yeah so it's it started, I think there was something with I don't know if you're a band, Hot Chip at all, like they're really good. He's done something. Alexis from Hot Chip was playing something for him, I think, in London, and Jarvis Cocker always does something every year.
Fat Boy Slim does something as well. I think he kicked it off this year. DJ set.
That's right, yeah.
Oxford or
so how many different Ox Jams around the country do you think?
There's loads,
yeah. It's hundreds. Pretty much every city where they've got a couple of dive venues that they'll put on some bands and all that, you know. So it's all sorts. It's like from punk to, you know, sort of folk bands and all that. And then, yeah, they encourage you then to go to your city, go to the venues, approach them. Hopefully people will give up the time and people will come and see you.
Have we got an Ox Jam in Liverpool?
I'm not sure they've done one this year, but no. I'm pretty sure they would have done one in the past.
Yeah.
But if it needs it needs a couple of, you know, guys like Si and Phil to kind of run with it, really. You know, so if anyone's listening and thought that sounds good, I'll do it next year, then sure they'd love to kind of support you on it, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
They're great people. Like, when you speak to them, you know, they're dead supportive and they give you advice on getting it started and how best to do it and other fundraising ideas to run in conjunction with the night itself as well.
So, Phil, you're just taking the reins now, you two, after 10 years. 10 years of success.
No pressure.
And then all of a sudden you guys step in to make it bigger and better. How does that feel?
Well, do you know what? It's weird, actually, because we started off with three bands, didn't we?
Yeah, that was it.
And then all of a sudden, so we started off with three bands in one venue, just as like a little early evening thing in the Golden Eagle in Chester. Mm. And then all of a sudden it's like mushroomed into this big 11-band kind of two-day thing.
Yeah, people...
And it's like, how did that happen? And then all of a sudden we're a week away from it.
Amazing. Yeah, people just really got involved with it. Like, we put on a few gigs, haven't we?
Yeah.
As Gibbo knows, like, you'd never put on bands for the money, because it's not to be made.
There's no money out there
for it. So we thought, well, why not actually do something like for a bit of a decent cause to get behind with it? And then we put these three bands on who were our mates, and then people were just getting in touch with us from Liverpool, Manchester, Wirral, North Wales, like, and we could have probably even filled another venue, but even this logistically, you just end up pushing yourself and have burnout before we've even started.
We literally got to a point where we just couldn't fit any more bands.
No.
I mean, we tried really hard, but it was. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You could have had another venue.
We could.
That's something to build up to, though.
Yeah,
next year it's going to be massive.
Yeah, it's
the O2 Academy.
Doing the race course.
So you've got the Golden Eagle and Alexander's Live.
That's
so
right.
So one's on the 22nd of October, one's on the 23rd. So a Saturday and a Sunday. So proper weekend, sort of go out and celebrate.
That's it.
Are they good venues?
They're lovely. Yeah, really nice. Golden Eagle's a beautiful sort of old school sort of pub. It's very, it's quite traditional. The guy who runs it, Martin, he's been putting on bands for like 30 years and stuff. He actually got, he told me this the other day. Do you know what, Nico from the Velvet Underground?
Yeah.
He got her to play in Chester.
Wow.
In the 80s, and he put on the Stone Roses and Charlatans and people and all that before everyone was onto it. So that was our main place we've been putting things on. That's lovely, and it's a nice sort of cosy dark
it's
venue.
It's brilliant pub. I found it by accident once before a new site was involved in it. We actually went to the races, and it was a real washout. We were soaked, and we just found this little cosy looking pub.
Yeah.
And we were like, why is the music in here so good? Like, you couldn't believe it, you know, it's because great. It just looks like, I don't know, we should be playing Bert Bacharach or something,
doesn't
it?
And then, it's brilliant.
Not there's anything wrong with Bert Bacharach, but absolutely not. But it was all like kind of, you know, indie classics and stuff. And I was like, what a mad place this is. I mean, we ended up dancing.
That's why I started going in there, was the jukebox was so good. You couldn't find a decent jukebox in Chester.
No, that's
and
it.
And he went down the Eagle, and it was like, right.
Jukebox. Yeah, that's a jukebox. there's something weird when you see the name of a pub or a venue that straight away makes you think of something. So the Golden Eagle makes me think of a pub in Anglesey. But Alexander's, straight away, I think of Alexander O'Neill. Yeah. I'm sure your gig is nothing like Alexander O'Neill.
Well, I hope not.
Well, it was. It started out Alexander's. It's in a really lovely bit of Chester right off the walls, and they built this little court, and it's full of like little independent shops and tattoo places and bookshops, and it started off as a bit of a jazz venue there, like, and all that. So and that's been taken over. It's beautiful, and it's got like an outdoor bit, so we're going to have a few bands sort of in between playing acoustically outside there on the Sunday, as well as the main bands we've got on as well. So yeah, should be spot on, man.
So are you lads sort of musicians by birth turned promoters, or are you just promoters?
Well, you do a bit of production and stuff, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of just, do you know what? This was...
What makes you want to be a promoter?
It's a thankless, that's it. That's a question I ask myself a lot.
Yeah. Do you know what? This happened by accident, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's it.
It was just and all the bands have been so. Everyone's just been amazing. Everybody's so up for it.
Yeah.
The venues have been fantastic. Yeah. You know, we didn't want to say no. That's probably why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had all these bands approaching us saying, "Can we play Ox Jam?"
Yeah.
It was like, we can't really say no. So let's just. Get it on,
do you know what? It is great as well. I don't want to like dampen any spirits of any young budding promoters out there who are thinking having a go. Like, it's stressful and the money's rubbish and everyone moans at you.
But
if you do a brilliant gig and then you get to the end of the night, you just stood there with your beer and everyone's had a good time and you're like, I've made this happen.
That's exactly
it.
It's that bit after the night, and then you think it's building up to, you think, oh, why am I doing this? Never again. This is the last one I'm doing now. And people aren't turning up, and you're looking, you've never got enough four-way adapters. You're trying to find them.
Do you see that in joke? Yeah. You've never got enough adapters.
You're always looking for that, and you think, oh, what am I doing? And then you see a band and you see people getting into it, and you think, oh, this is great, sign us up for the next one then. Always, man.
By the way, I don't think there is such a thing as a young budding.
Well, hopefully there should be. Yeah.
There's no one out there going, oh, I've got to do
it's that. Mainly, it's mainly jaded old fellas like ourselves.
Radio
City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
So we're going to have a look at some of the acts or some of the bands that are on. So you said you had three initially to start with. Who were the three?
It was Chemistry Lane.
Chupacabra and...
Secateurs. They're the ones that we've got lined up on the Saturday at the Eagle.
Okay, so then Sunday came along, you needed another headline act, so you went for...
And we've got Veyu. Some people might know them. They're from the Wirral. They were signed to Baltic Records, I think. They did their first single with Baltic,
We've played Veyu before on this,
Oh, they're lovely. Mm. Yeah, really good lads. So they, again, dead nice. They didn't need much encouragement, did they, really?
No.
Just give them the phone call and they got involved. We're made up. We've had a last-minute announcement to the bill just this week as well. Timo Tierney.
Oh!
Friend of the show.
So, we put Timo on as well.
On his own?
Yeah, on his own, solo. Yeah. So he's going to be the first kicking it all off on the Saturday afternoon. So if people want to come down, get there early.
Is that
Timo,
so we can have a drink?
Straight on it. Yeah, he's booked a room now and everything.
Has
he's staying over. Oh,
yeah. I didn't know nothing about this. Yeah.
That's coming out of the Ox Jam funds.
Yeah. That's it.
Charity begins with Timo.
My expenses. Yeah, be fine.
How good's Timo on his own?
He's a lot better than he was. Yeah. we went to America with the Tea Street Band, and we were doing these big shows, and we were doing some stuff with the Anfield Rap, and we said, "Will you come and play a solo thing?" And he'd never done anything before, and he was panicking. And I think he did about three songs and then got off. But he's got more and more used to it, and he's adapted the songs, and he'll do throw a few covers in as well, because he teaches guitar now, so he plays a lot more acoustic than he used to, I think. So he's a lot more used to like playing acoustic and that kind of sound, because he teaches every week in the Flory. So no, he would be great.
So going from being in a band to doing it on your own, is it the fact that you haven't got this sort of security blanket?
Right? I think
very much so. But also, I mean, when you sound so big as a band like the Tea Street is, you know, it's and they've got the electronic stuff going on, it's a real party set. Yeah. So then strip that down to the acoustic guitar, and suddenly everyone are listening to the lyrics you've a lot more intently than they are when it's Tea Street and everyone's just dancing and, you know, shouting disco lights and things like that. People are actually kind of, you know, because Timo's actually written those words, probably thinking, oh, no one will ever listen. They'll all just be drunk dancing. Yeah. And so to take that down to acoustic is quite a nerve-wracking thing. But you know he's more used to it now, and he'd be good and he'd be funny as well.
Yeah, he's always good fun.
The songs have got to stand up, haven't they? Yeah, do you know, and look, you know, luckily
they sound brilliant acoustic, really good.
Right, so you don't need any more acts, do you?
More and more keeping it going.
Okay, so it's only a week. It's a week Saturday, Sunday, isn't
week
it?
Saturday,
so we're gonna play a bit of Chemistry Lane. Yeah,
yes.
These friends are yours, are they?
They are. Yeah, they're a Chester-based band. They've been going about 5-6 years. They've released a couple of singles before. They sound dead interesting. Very sort of electronic, almost like sort of shoegazy for people who know about that sort of thing. They're quite unique, a bit different than everyone else. Yeah, well worth a listen.
Okay, here we go. Here's Chemistry Lane and Tearing Wings Off a
Butterfly.
Sing. Chemistry Lane, tearing wings off a butterfly. They're headlining on the 22nd of October at Oxjam, the Golden Eagle in Chester. The rest of the bill includes Secateurs. Chupacabra, Vinnie Peculiar. It's quite a name, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Reed Anderson as well. Yeah. Starts at what time?
Timo will be on at 5. So he's starting us off. And then we're going through till about 11:30.
Yeah.
So it'd be good. So if people want to jump on the Mersey Rail, yeah, they're still able to do it. It's only a fiver, isn't it?
From Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah, that's
even,
it.
Even cheaper from the Whittle.
Even cheaper from the Whittle, yeah.
I'll give you should be your tagline. Yeah.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.